Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome back, everybody. And just in case I don't get to see you on the way out, here's wishing everybody a holy and a happy Merry Christmas, because it's very, very improbable that I'm going to see all of you on the way out. So get that out of the way right now. Start you out with a true story here this morning. A true story that comes from a parish not so very far away from here. And in this parish, one year, they decided that they were going to host a Christmas pageant. Every child in the religious education program had a role to play in the Christmas pageant. Some of them were shepherds and some of them were angels. And one little girl was the Blessed Virgin Mary, and one little boy was Saint Joseph, and one kid was the innkeeper. Now, Saint Joseph's job was to knock at the door of the innkeeper and ask, "Do you have any room at the inn?" And the innkeeper's job was to hear that knock and answer, "We don't have any room. Go someplace else." That was his line. "We don't have any room. Go someplace else." And he practiced that line. And he rehearsed that line. And he memorized that line again and again and again until he was certain that he was ready. And the night of the big Christmas pageant came, and all the children took their places, and St. Joseph knocked at the door of the innkeeper and asked, "Do you have any room at the inn?" And the innkeeper turned to St. Joseph, looked him in the eye, and said, "Oh, sure, come on in." This is my very, very simple Christmas message for you here this morning. Very simple. All of us play the role of the innkeeper, because all of us decide whether or not there's room for Jesus Christ to come in. Scriptures say our Lord stands at the door and knocks. And he says, "If anyone would open the door to me, I would come in and dwell with him, and he with me." And your entire eternal destiny hangs in the balance on that one word, "if." If you would open that door. Been plenty of times we've opened that door to the Lord, haven't there? Yeah, of course there have been. Plenty of times, right? We've said, "Come on in, there's plenty of room for you here." Of course, every time we commit a sin, we close that door, don't we? We say, "There's no room for you. Not here." I think what we do most often, though, is we like to pretend that there's nobody down there knocking at that door. But he's there. Christ our Lord, he's knocking at the door of your heart all day long and every day. And here's my very simple Christmas message for you here this morning. Whenever you open the door to him, something great happens every time. You might not see it. You might not think that it's very great. But God doesn't trade in trivialities. Something great happens every time you open that door, because the only thing that our Lord wants is the gift of your heart. It's the only thing that he wants. And when you give him that gift, he always gives you a gift in return. And the gift that he gives is peace. Which leads me to another story here this morning. This one takes us back to Christmas Eve, 1818. In a little village in Austria, not far from the city of Salzburg, stands the parish church of St. Nicholas. And all those years ago, on that Christmas Eve, the people heard a carol that they'd never heard before. And you know this carol very well. You know it as Silent Night. Fascinating story behind Silent Night. You know, it began as a poem. And it was written by their parish priest. His name was Father Joseph Moore. And he just finished one of the hardest years of his entire life. His country still had fresh memories of the Napoleonic Wars, and the people were riven one from another with the deepest divisions, political divisions, religious divisions, the deepest divisions one from another. And they were weary. They were weary of the politics. They were weary of the tension. They were weary of the bloodshed, and every heart yearned for heavenly peace. And so Father Moore, he wrote this little poem, Silent Night, Holy Night, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And that Christmas Eve at the church, something went wrong because for some funny reason, the organ didn't work. And that meant that the choir was going to have to sing all of their songs a cappella. So he took his little poem and he set it to a simple melody and he gave it to the choir and they sang it for the very first time that night and everyone was mesmerized by the beauty. You know, there's certain things in our faith. They begin as an act of worship and then they go out to enrich the entire world. Christmas is one of those things. And Silent Night is one of those things because everybody who heard that hymn loved it so deeply. It was so beautiful and it was beloved and it was copied and it was translated from one language to the next and it went from one country to the next, one culture to the next. And everybody who sang that hymn loved it so deeply. It was beloved in Catholic countries. It was beloved in Protestant countries. What's most amazing of all is that it was beloved both by believers and by unbelievers alike. And this for a hymn whose lyrics are unabashedly Christian, with bold proclamations, like Jesus, Lord at thy birth, and Son of God, love's pure light, and Christ our Savior is born. Unapologetically Christian. No chestnuts roasting on an open fire. No sleigh bells jingling in the snow. No reindeers with red noses. No apologies. But it's beloved everywhere. Beloved by believers. Beloved by unbelievers. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? You want to know why? It's because every heart yearns for heavenly peace. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what you don't believe. I don't care what's happened to you in your past. There's one thing unites all of us, and everybody yearns for peace. Now, there's something about that song. It teaches one of the most important lessons. That the peace your heart yearns for, that's something that Christ offers. That's something that Christ offers in a way that nobody else can. And he gives it to you when you open the door of your heart when he comes and he knocks. An amazing things happen when you do. Christmas Eve, 1914. The entire world is engulfed in war to a degree the likes of which had never before been known in all of history. You cannot overestimate the shock of the First World War on the generation that first lived through it. And on that first Christmas Eve of the war, somewhere out on the Western Front, in the trenches in the west of Belgium, not far from the city of Ypres, a group of German soldiers gathered together and huddled up for warmth. And this being Christmas Eve, they decided to sing. And they sang their beloved carol, Silent Night. And the music lilted across the barren wastelands, across rank upon rank of barbed wire, the guns all having gone quiet for the night. That song would resound throughout all the trenches that evening. French soldiers heard the hymn, and they too began to sing. Then the British soldiers heard the hymn, and they too began to sing. And before you know it, within minutes, these soldiers who just hours earlier had been mortal enemies at the point of bayonet and machine gun were all united in the prayer and praise of Jesus Christ. And you might have heard of what happened next. Somewhere, one brave soldier stood up, walked out of the trenches. Then another followed him. Then another. And then before you know it, the trenches were cleared, and these soldiers, who just hours before had been killing one another, embraced each other like brothers and shared smiles and laughs and swapped gifts and swapped photographs. They called it the Christmas Truce of 1914. And it lasted until all the soldiers were ordered to go back to fight. Children of the same Heavenly Father. But think about that. The amazing things that Christ can do when even just one person opens his heart to receive him. What might he do in your life? What might he do? Christmas Eve, 1941. Just weeks after the Empire of Japan had attacked the United States Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor, it was British Prime Minister Winston Churchill who visited the White House to discuss strategy with President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And there on the north lawn of the White House, for some reason known but to God, Winston Churchill did something extraordinary. He started to sing. And he sang Silent Night. Within just a few moments, President Roosevelt joined him in song, and then suddenly all the dignitaries there assembled joined him together in the singing of Silent Night, and the music lilted across the White House lawn and out into the streets of the city, where the people heard the music, stopped what they were doing, and began to sing right there in the streets. Some of them wiping away tears as they did so, because they knew that no political leader would be ever able to deliver the heavenly peace for which their hearts so earnestly longed. Of course, we still need heavenly peace, don't we? And now more than ever. And we're still riven one from another. Friend against friend, family member against family member. Riven with the deepest of divisions, and the political leaders, they stand and they bicker like schoolyard children who don't have adequate adult supervision. And we sit there and we wonder, what can I do? What can I do? It's so simple, brothers and sisters. It's so simple, and it's right in front of your nose. Listen for the voice of Jesus Christ. Listen for him as he knocks at the door of your heart. You might think it's inadequate. You might think that it might not have any consequence. God never trades in trivialities. Whenever you open the door to him, he does something great, and his gift to you is peace. Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said, "It's easy to find peace. All you have to do is open the door of your heart to Christ." She once said, "It's easy to become a saint. All you have to do is give God permission." That we must do, brothers and sisters, and beginning today. To give the Lord permission to answer the door when we hear him knocking at the door of our hearts, that we too might sing together with the angels in the song that they sang in the fields that first Christmas Eve in the fields outside Bethlehem. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. For born for us this night in the city of David, a Savior, Christ our Lord, the Prince of Peace. Amen. God bless you all.